Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Clemson has not looked great in its first two outings this season, though they do sit at 2-0, and they're on the road this weekend in their first true road test of the season, facing the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets for just about 2 hours down the road. And to talk about it, go behind enemy lines, we bring on Andy Demetra, the play-by-play voice of Georgia Tech Athletics and Georgia Tech Football. Andy, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while since we've had you on. It's got to feel like Georgia Tech and Haynes King are licking their lips this weekend, because this Clemson team, with all its preseason hype, looks very gettable.
Yeah, it's a big line in the sand game, frankly, for both programs. I think Georgia Tech wants to legitimize a lot of the hype and attention they had received this preseason. We know they haven't beaten Clemson in their last nine outings, and Clemson, you know, even though they've stumbled a bit these first two games, and even though Florida State and Miami are off to fantastic starts themselves, Clemson is still the lodestone of the ACC, and there is something to be said about going in with all that expectation, all that attention, and being able to deliver a win in front of your home fans. So it's going to be a pretty charged atmosphere at Bobby Dodd Stadium, a Hyundai Field, and it'll be a good early measuring stick for both coaches to see how their teams respond in that situation.
Andy, in Diesel's question there, you answer with the results of what Clemson's done in the first two games. That's where I want to go with my first question to you. By the way, always appreciate you hopping on with us. Have those first two results, obviously a win on Saturday, Clemson will take it, but the way in which Clemson has played in the first two, has that surprised you at all?
It has, only because we all know about the level of production that Clemson returned. And Cade Klubnik is a top two quarterback in the ACC, and rightfully so. You could make the argument he is the top returning quarterback in the ACC. So a little uncharacteristic to see some of his missed throws and some of his errant scrambling in the pocket. Not having Antonio Williams certainly will leech some of the explosiveness out of that Clemson offense. And I get that they're playing a converted wide receiver at running back, and you have to presume Adam Randall will get more comfortable as the season goes on, and who he's been in weeks one and two may not resemble the Adam Randall that Clemson will get in weeks 8, 9, 10, and so on. So it is a little surprising, but also Dabo has the track record of his teams getting better as the season goes on, and we know they have so many dudes on defense. They don't need to be a prolific high-scoring offense to be able to get a W. As we've seen so many times throughout Dabo's tenure, and whenever you have guys like Brown and Woodaz and Woods and Parker, and the list goes on, and Terrell, those are some of the best defensive players you'll get in the ACC. So it's still going to be a big challenge for Georgia Tech, and they are under no delusions otherwise come Saturday.
Andy, Georgia Tech has one of the most interesting stadiums in college football. And by interesting, I say you can put on a hard hat and a lamp on your forehead and go spelunking a little bit underneath the stands. I wonder, to our fans, our audience who doesn't know, there is some section of the preserved original concrete structures from the early 1910s underneath the main supports of what's now there. Do you ever get a chance to go spelunking under there? I know that's used for storage, so it's not as dangerous as it sounds, but you ever wander down there?
Oh, I sure have. Yeah, you do feel like a Tomb Raider minus the torches. and that's what makes Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field so cool. It's the oldest on-campus Division I football stadium in the U.S. It opened in 1913, and the original concrete grandstands, when the Grant Field, as it was called at the time, only seated 6,000, are still there. You can actually see these seat numbers on those concrete grandstands. And when they built a new West Side stand, they determined, because, of course, Georgia Tech's an engineering school, that it would be more cost-effective and more structurally sound for them to build the stands over the concrete grandstand rather than just completely remove those concrete grandstands themselves. So though it's not accessible to the public or to ticket holders, it does make it really cool, and it's a great blend of the old, historic, and the modern, because you look out over the east stands and you see that gleaming skyline of Atlanta. And so it's a really cool, charming, unique, historic venue in which to watch a game. And you know, they're expecting as close to a sellout, if not a full sellout, of 51,000 plus on Saturday. So it'll be a great atmosphere inside that stadium on top of all of its historic charms underneath, like you said.
Play-by-play voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Andy Demetra, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. You see Georgia Tech, Andy, week in and week out. This morning, Dabo Swinney was asked about eye discipline playing Georgia Tech. Swinney said, eye discipline's critical. It's always critical regardless of style of play, but these guys pretty much every snap there's a shift, there's a motion, there's some type of jet, and by nature of their scheme, you got quarterback power, quarterback counters, right? You have the RPOs built into it. They just control them based on the reaction of the defense, says Dabo Swinney. How much of the Clemson defensive unit's focus in your mind will be on the eye candy, the eye discipline, if you will, when you talk about Saturday's matchup?
Yeah, I think that's a priority anytime a team faces Georgia Tech, and Buster Faulkner has really solidified himself as a creative play caller and tactician of his style of offense. And Dabo's right. You will not see many other teams in America use more pre-snap shifts and motions than Georgia Tech will. They'll use a lot of 12 personnel and roll out two tight ends. There is some outside zone. There is some QB run game. There's some screens, and they've got some guys who can take the top off of a defense as well. And it's all designed to keep a defense off balance and sort of keep them flat-footed up front. Colorado had a pretty physically menacing defensive line when Tech played them in the season opener, but they could not just get any push. They only had three tackles for loss, and Georgia Tech gained 320 rushing yards against what was figured to be a very stout Colorado defensive front. So, yeah, it is an offense that can play some tricks on you. Eye discipline and reading your keys is paramount whenever you're facing Georgia Tech, and that's a testament to Buster Faulkner and what he's been able to do and how his playbook has evolved and how Georgia Tech has been able to recruit year over year the personnel that really fits the scheme.
Buster, how bullish do you – Andy, how bullish do you expect
– Buster. That's not a bad comparison.
How bullish do you expect Buster to be when it comes to trying to establish the run against this Clemson defense that it's been
– Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
And stellar against the run in its two games. Now it's the passing defense that has not been great for Clemson. Do you expect them to hammer, trying to get something going on the ground? Or if it's not working, are they going to really air this thing out?
I think Georgia Tech's identity is through the run. It was last year, and it was the year before that. So I don't think they're going to deviate much from that. And you've got a guy in Jamal Haynes who is preseason first team All-ACC. He's a dynamic, diminutive back who really brings his pads. He's not a guy that goes out easily on first contact. Georgia Tech now has a complement to him in Malachi Hosley, who was Ivy League Player of the Year last season at Penn. He had a 100-yard rushing game versus Gardner-Webb last week, so they feel they can keep their backs fresh and roll them in. And then you also have to account for the QB run game. Aaron Filo didn't call his own number too much last week, but should we see him again on Saturday, he's not shy about calling his own number, and Haynes King is certainly not afraid about throwing his body around, as everybody saw in his performance rushing the football versus Colorado. So, you know, Georgia Tech, I think their identity is built through the run game, but there are a lot of different ways that they can attack through the run that may not make it as straightforward a stop as defenses would like. But, you know, again, whether it's been with Tom Allen or, you know, in previous iterations, Clemson has always been really stingy stopping the run, and that'll be a big challenge on Georgia Tech's end as well, is can they gain some rhythm and sustained productive yardage and stay on schedule when they do put the ball on the ground.
Andy, you mentioned Georgia Tech wanting to stick to who they are, but a question for you, just out of curiosity here. How much, in your mind, do you think Georgia Tech's game plan has changed against this Clemson team now, having seen what they've seen on film in the first two games where Clemson hasn't been the best, based on what maybe they would have expected and game planned for if these two teams were to have played in week one?
That's a good question, and you know, that's why you have a lot of guys making six-figure salaries up in those coaches' offices, because I'm sure that's what they're studying right now as we speak. But at the same time, you have to stay true to who you are. And, you know, it's not that Georgia Tech is a passing-averse team. You know, Haynes King last year was third in the nation in completion percentage, and he broke Riley Skinner's ACC record for single-season completion percentage. So, you know, they're not a bashful passing team if the situation calls for it. And they really feel good about how they've retooled their wide receivers room. Yes, they lost Eric Singleton Jr. He was one of the most sought-after receivers in the transfer portal. He's now at Auburn. But they got Eric Rivers, so they swap out one Eric for another. And he was a third-team AP All-American at FIU last year and was among the nation's leaders in receptions and receiving touchdowns. You pair him with a guy like Malik Rutherford, who's fifth in school history or sixth in career receptions, and some other guys who can create mismatches with their body types and profiles. So, you know, Georgia Tech is still very confident if they do have to air it out. And I think they can just use that run to set up the pass, and it's been very productive for them. So, you know, accuracy, whether it's King or Filo, has not been an issue for them. And you know, while you do have to stay faithful to your identity as an offense, Georgia Tech is at its best when it is balanced between the run and the pass. And, you know, I'm sure they might have been given some ideas based on, maybe some, you know, less than stellar performances on film from that Clemson pass defense. That being said, we all know Clemson has a lot of talent in that back four, and they're going to make life tough because they always seem to do that against Georgia Tech.
Andy, you mentioned freshman Aaron Filo there, who had just a phenomenal debut last week against Gardner-Webb, 21 completions, 373 yards. And in the modern landscape of college football, players are coming and going all the time. And it's probably going to be hard to hang on to a guy who has that stellar of a debut. What's Brent Key's pitch going to be like to keep a guy like that, Aaron Filo, on campus? Because I think all these coaches now are figuring out that if you can get him in young, coach him up for 3 to 4 years, hang on to him for a while, you're probably going to be better off than going all transfers.
Well, first off, I think Aaron Filo made ACC history this week when he became the first player in the conference to win ACC Rookie of the Week in two separate seasons. because he played four games last year, including their come-from-behind win versus North Carolina State. He split snaps with Haynes King in that win over number four Miami when the Hurricanes rolled into Atlanta 9-0, but he was able to preserve his redshirt. And I'm sure it's the era in which we live that the vultures were circling around Aaron Filo, but it speaks to the culture that Brent has imprinted here at Georgia Tech and the belief that Aaron Filo has in Brent and in Buster Faulkner's system, that he didn't seek a different environment. He was more than willing to be there for another year, knowing that he likely wasn't going to supplant Haynes King and he might have to wait until 2026 for him to run the show. But as you saw versus Gardner-Webb and you saw in spurts last year, he has a lot of arm talent, and he's a really savvy quarterback. I mean, he broke Trevor Lawrence's Georgia high school career passing yards record. So, you know, he's always been a shrewd, accurate signal caller who I think has continued to grow in this system and apprenticing under Haynes King. And Georgia Tech feels very confident that if they need to call upon him for whatever the situation dictates this Saturday or any other game this season, they have the utmost confidence in Aaron Filo. Brent Key was steadfast this offseason in saying he believes he has the best quarterback room in the country. And between Haynes King and Aaron Filo, you have two really good guys that can come in and inspire a lot of confidence in their offensive teammates.
Andy, have a fantastic call on Saturday. As always, we appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate that, and shout out to my in-laws up there in Greer. Hi, Dale and Ellen. I know you're listening.
Andy, before we let you go, I do have to let you know, you've heard of that concept of the 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon, right, where you're never more than 6 degrees away from somebody? Well, you and I
100%.
You and I are 1 degree separated, even though you and I have never met. I went to high school with and graduated high school with your executive associate athletic director for fundraising. That's a mouthful. Robbie Poteet. He and I went to high school together.
I will make sure to mention that to Robbie as he shakes down my pockets tomorrow morning.
That's right. Great. Thanks, stuff, as always. Andy Demetra, the play-by-play voice of Georgia Tech. High School Player of the Week next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run.
or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.